Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report Weekend Edition Politics. Talking with Jim McKinney right now. Going to open the show with Jim, and then we're going to continue on with Jim. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on in the country under the leadership, I guess I would have to say, of the Democratic Party, which is looking very, very bad right now. Jim, the jobs report came out today. It stunk, number one. Number two, and that's very, very bad, obviously, for the economy. My comment on that is, what do you expect when you have this COVID bullshit going on? And number two, what do you expect when you're willing to pay people more than they can make if they go out and work? I don't understand that at all. It makes absolutely no sense. It becomes very, very obvious. It is becoming very, very obvious to me, Jimmy, that somebody has a plan to absolutely torpedo America. Comments?
Well, it does appear that the policies that this administration is pushing forward are absolutely undermining America. The requirement for forced vaccinations and large companies fining them and threatening to fine them if they don't have people vaccinated. What do you think for the 30 to 40% of the population that's still not double vaxxed that says, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't trust the system. I don't trust what's happening. They're gonna go ahead and step away from their jobs, or they're gonna be forced out. And apparently people are being fired left and right. What is so disturbing to me is all week long I heard analysts and different groups talking about how great the jobs and the economy, was gonna be, and the jobs report was gonna be so good. And they missed it by more than 100%. The expectation is somewhere around 500,000, and it's 194,000. Women are losing 26,000 jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These are incredibly bad numbers as we're going into a typical October, November, December timeframe that is questionable. You usually have a lot of layoffs because of weather, construction, those types of things. And now we're going to see, continue push from this administration on forced vaccinations. Federal employees are going to lose jobs. Airline employees are losing jobs. Healthcare people are quitting and are being forced out of their jobs. This is disastrous. And you got to wonder, what's the objective by the administration? How are they not willing to accept the reality of what they're doing to the economy?
Boy, I don't know. Also going on in Seattle right now, the Seattle Police Department is bracing for a mass firing of officers as hundreds have yet to show proof of vaccination. If somebody was planning on taking action to do something absolutely abysmal to America, they have very, very definitely succeeded. There's no question about that. Look at the price of oil. The price of oil is over, and that has nothing to do with firing the cops, but it just has more to do with negativity. Oil is over $80 a barrel. It has not been that high since 2014, when Barack Obama was in power. Absolutely sickening. That plus the big miss on the jobs. I mean, when you look at everything that's going on right now, it's pretty scary. How about the doctor down in UCLA who was escorted from the hospital after refusing to continue the immunization process? I don't get it, Jimmy. The only thing I can say is I have toyed with the idea of taking the booster for my particular Pfizer immunization. I'm on the record right now as we are recording here on Friday, and that is I am absolutely against taking the booster. It's not that I want to hurt myself. I'm not concerned about that. I just am looking at what's going on with the economy in general. It's absolutely terrible, Jim, and I can't be a part of it.
Yeah, the decisions that are being taken by the White House right now are authoritarian. And the more they put pressure and try to force people into these situations, the more they're going to have to use law enforcement and use the threat of government control in order to achieve their goals, which is, in my view, it's counterproductive. But for some reason, they're continuing to push these limits. And you do have to wonder what's going on. I think it is an all-out push for power. Chuck Schumer goes on the floor, slams the GOP in a floor speech about after the GOP agrees to increase the debt limit. What happened to civility? What happened to attempting to do the best for the nation? None of these decisions, none of the directions that this administration is taking are actually pushing for a better America. They're pushing for a more influential, more powerful Democratic Party that is now being driven by progressive ideologies, by Marxist ideologies. And it's detrimental to the community. It's detrimental to our health. Mentally, people are just like, what the heck is going on? You get Department of Justice threatening parents at school board meetings, using the FBI to investigate people for threats or anger over critical race theory or gender studies or masking their kids. My thought is that this administration, people like Susan Rice behind the scenes, Barack Obama behind the scenes, Klein, the chief of staff for Biden administration, Jake Sullivan, that these people are so corrupt that they're willing to sell out America for individual power and choice and influence. And I think they are attempting to create a condition where somebody responds in a very dangerous way so they can actually use their tools of power in order to take away Second Amendment rights and to silence speech. And they're using tech companies to do it. They are inciting people's anger. And I think there's an agenda here, an objective. And I think don't underestimate the sinisterness of this particular group of people that are now making decisions that are absolutely damaging and destroying American, the economy, individual rights, individual choice, speech, across the board.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, I'm looking at the headlines right now, and the only positive headline that I'm seeing is that Urban Meyer's wife has come to the conclusion that, quote, we are all sinners, unquote. I have to tell you, Jim, as you know, I do a lot of Bible study. I have a lot of faith. That's what's keeping me going. And I think that if I support or if I don't take a stand on what's going on in America today, then I am a sinner. I think it's our responsibility that we have to do that. We simply have to stand up and at least voice the opinion that what we are doing right now, the direction that our country is going in right now, in our opinions, is wrong. We have to be very careful not to allow anyone to say that we are breaking the law with what we are doing. So far, we are constitutionally enabled to say whatever we want in any forum we want to, as long as we don't hurt anybody else. Opinions don't hurt anybody. It simply gives them food for thought. I have to say that I am very, very happy for what you and I are doing, Jimmy. We are talking about what we feel logically based on our experience, my experience of following political agenda, my experience of following American politics since 1995 is helping me. Certainly your experience, your Army experience, your boots on the ground experience all over the world is absolutely critically important for people to realize. And what I would have to say is at this point in time, everybody, just do what you can. Voice your opinions as obviously as you can to as many people that you can, because, you know, we're in a situation right now where we appear to be going in the right direction. If folks don't agree with you, you don't have to get mad at them. All you have to do is say, that's your opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. Going to be right back.